Thank you, choir. Let's greet each other. Jesus is the Christ. Arise, shine. Today's message was titled The God's Pride, Isaiah's Gospel Movement. Isaiah actually delivered the two messages. So the four kings were used. Then Isaiah, but Israel was really captured. South part was also will be captured and will be destroyed. Then God really came to Isaiah to tell the kings, ask for the help from me. Then I will help you. What did the king say? We don't need it. We don't need the help of God because we are receiving the help from other countries. Just be there still. Just go away. That is the king's disbelief. And then God actually gave the message of the judgment through Isaiah. Because now the Israelites actually abandoned us, abandoned the God's word. Then all the Jerusalems will be also destroyed. Everything will be really wasted. However, there was the merciful God. The merciful God is the one who fulfills his word. So there was the word, covenant of hope. Then everything will be restored. That is the Isaiah 6:13. All the things will be wasted. Even a tenth will be remained, but it will be all worn out. That's the Israelites. Everything will be just destroyed. However, the holy seed will remain. And through that holy seed and the new Jerusalem will be rebuilt. All the Israel that is just have the rebellion against God. The Israel that abandoned God. Everything will be burned out. So through the holy seed, the new Jerusalem will be rebuilt. The king will come. Then God's kingdom will be established. Then Isaiah, through Isaiah, God really gave all the covenant that all this kingdom will be rebuilt. Then this is how you will have lots of messages like this in the theological seminary. Because Isaiah, we have to cover up the 30. Then it will be the God's grace after you heard. Then I want to go to the theological school. Then book of Isaiah is the one to really rebuild the God's kingdom. So to the Israelites, God actually gave that promise. And then all the people of Israel actually abandoned God, had the rebellion. They couldn't really keep the promise of God till the end. That's why God, I will send the God to reveal the God's kingdom. 1 Samuel 7, 2 Samuel 7, 12 to 14. When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring and succeed you, your own flesh and blood and will establish his kingdom. He is the one who I will build a house for my name, and that I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. God actually said to Babylon, after you die, there will be the new child coming out from your family line. And through him, there will be the one. There will be the offspring, and there will be the kingdom. So your kings had really failed. The people just failed. So they disabandoned us. Abandon God. So I will give you the God who will establish the God's kingdom. That is Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive the give birth to a son, and he will call him Emmanuel. Because God himself would really build his own kingdom. If you really accept him and then be with him, and you won't be destroyed. If you are far away from him and you'll be destroyed, that would be that covenant. Then who is this? Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There will be the king with the absolute sovereignty over everything. That is a Wonderful Counselor. The God who will make miracles that cannot be done by human. The mighty God. Heaven and earth that will be all governed by this God. Everlasting Father. Unlike the king who will really govern a nation. So he is the Prince of Peace, that is Jesus Christ. During the age that everything was destroyed, and then God actually gave the message of hope. You grab hold onto the covenant of God, but they couldn't really do anything with it because they were really go against God. They really abandoned God. So instead of giving us the judgment, God gave us the promise to send the king who will restore everything. But this king was actually sent as the servant to fulfill the God's work. His attitude was all servant, but himself, his position is the king. Exodus 19. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites, according to the God's word. If you follow, if you keep the God's word, All of you will be the treasure of the nation. Possession. That you will be the kingdom of priests and holy nation. But the kings didn't really follow. Israelites didn't really follow. They didn't keep that God's promise. And how did they really look into that? Isaiah 42, 19 to 20. Who is blind but my servant, and deaf like the messengers I send? Who is blind like the one in covenant with me, blind like the servant of the Lord? 20. You have seen many things, but you pay no attention. Your ears are open, but you do not listen. What does that mean? They heard the word of God, but they didn't listen. They're all here, but then they listened to the God's word, but nothing remained then. They've seen the miracles so many times, but they don't remember it. And it says someone like blind, someone who is deaf. These kind of people will be judged. They listen to the God's word, but they don't believe. But they just really look at all the miracle work of God. So all the judgment will be given to them. The Israelites are really like that. How about you? How about yourself? Do you listen to the God's word and then you pay attention to it? Then you've been really witness all this God's work, but do you really believe in it? Because God knows that we can't really do. The Israelites, it's not going to work. Then I will send you the servant. Instead of you, this person will keep all the promise and covenant. Isaiah 52, 13. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Then 53. Someone who will be sent by God will be exalted. But before that, he is a servant. So we really have to take care of the covenant. In 53:4-5, surely he took us up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we were healed. What is the gospel? What is the grace? God actually did something that the human cannot really do. We want to actually keep the promise, but we can't keep it. We want to be forgiven, however, we cannot be forgiven. That's why King was actually sent as a servant, because we are servants. And this king actually died for us and taking out all the pains and sins from us. Moreover, 10 to 12, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and though Though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied by his knowledge. By my righteousness, servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Jesus Christ. It was the God's will that the Christ would die for your transgressions and sins. What is Jesus? It's even said that Christ will be satisfied. Christ will really die for me, and he'll be satisfied. Why? Because God loves you, and that is the God's will. Because we can't really do anything, and then the Christ really has come to us, and then really did all the God's work. And then what was the experience? And he experienced the burden of the sin. The one who was really with God all the time, because of the sin, they were all separated. So that would be the hardest sin, hardest suffering. To really complete Emmanuel. So he once got apartheid from God, and he took all our sins from the humans, and he forgave this sin by the blood of God. And to really be with us, he resurrected. So when he died, he descended to the hell and crushed all the forces of the hell. That's what the book of Revelation says. Those people who are in the hell, in the heaven, on earth, and people will say and confess that Jesus is the Christ. All the people will know Jesus is the Christ. Why? Because Jesus actually descended to the hell, and he overcame the hell. But not to believe in this, then Satan will be really working so hard. Then the Satan will be ready. With the one punch, it will be destroyed. Just easily, God really destroyed these forces of darkness by the Jesus Christ. And what was really restored in us. He restored us as the obedient servant. First, we were not obedient because we had sin. So we heard the word of God and we still missed it. And we couldn't really believe, even though we saw the God's work. And then we listened to the God's word, but then nothing really remained in us. But the Jesus really had the work as the servant. Those who really believe in Jesus Christ, not only to become a child of God, that until the end we should really receive in the answers. God really gave us the covenant to be the obedient servant. And God's glory had been really established upon you. And God really restored you as the obedient servant, so that you can actually believe in God till the end. That's how you were changed. That's why Genesis 12, 1 to 3 is truly the answer. The Lord has said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. What is the reason why you were called as the obedient servant? So that all the people will be blessed to really shine the light of Christ. Was it done through your faith? No. Through your walk of faith, it was like that? Because Christ really finished everything as the obedient servant, and then the righteousness of Christ will be given to us. The glory of Christ will be given to us. When? Romans 10. 9 to 10. When you really believe and then have the confession with your faith, you will be saved and you will be reborn as the obedient servant. So Isaiah 61 to 2. Rise and shine. What does that mean? You are not the disobedient servant anymore. You should come out from that darkness, from your life. Why? Because you were born as the obedient servant. You should have that life, that is lifestyle that is really like that light. And then when they really look at you, and then they will really come back to you. How can you shine the light? Ha! Are you awake now? Did you see that light? It's dangerous if you really say, yes, I saw. It's not like that, right? Then you pray, like, please let this person see the light. No. Rise and shine. Your identity itself is a light. Throughout your lifestyle, then that is seen. That will be seen. This person is really the one who really believes in God. And the people will actually see how God will be really working upon you. Matthew 5. You are the light of this world. The light cannot be hidden. It will be put at the top so that the many people can see it. You are that light. You have to come out from that darkness. You really have to take the walk in the the light. Then first you have to change your master. The life, light of the life, means that you change your master. Then of course you will really live your life according to what your master said. Then you will really listen to God's word and then follow it. Then in the book of Psalm, it says, the word of God is my lamp. But I'm so weak, I want to really grab hold on to the covenant and live my life. So that's why you need to pray. Just like this word of God, and let me really have the life like this. Under this kind of situation, let us be the very obedient servant. Please give me the grace, give me the power, give me the hope. Then you will keep praying to God. And all the sons and the daughters who will really saw you will really say, I have to return to God. That Jesus actually took all the burdens from you. All the diseases had been really, that's what he took. so that you won't be captured by your disease. Because the disease shouldn't be your master. So Jesus actually took all the diseases from you and then he died. So that you won't really be living your life centered with that dark, the sickness. Because Christ really solved everything. You really have to look for and seek the God's kingdom and its righteousness. You have the disease, it's fine. Because it's the tools and the channel to really bless you more. It's a great chance. Because if I don't give you this disease and you don't really change your master through that disease, you really have to check who the master is. Then that's how you can actually follow the God's word like that. Are you aching? Is it painful? You cannot really stop your thinking. That's why you have to seek God. Then I will answer you. I'll give you the grace. I'll give you the peace. You have to pray to me. That's what it means by rise and shine. So that's how you're going to continue doing it. Why? Because you are the royal servant. The royal one is the one who will really go till the end. If you really give up in the middle of that thing, and then someone who doesn't really go until the end, you are not obedient. What kind of work of God will be given to the people who will really do it at the end? Isaiah 60:22. The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest mighty nation. I am the Lord, in its time I will do this swiftly. When do I really have the answer? You don't have to think about it. Because God said, when can you really restore the kingdom of God? But it's not for you to know. But when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you'll be my witnesses till the end of the earth. What does that mean? You really have to look upon God. You really have to come out from that life of the darkness. You really have to live your life accordingly. You have to listen to the God's word and you have to obey. You have to pray to God all the time. Then one day, then God will do its work swiftly through the weakest and smallest one. Those people who will be rise and shine. And then your offspring will come back. All the kings and the elites of Japan will return. All the people in the world will look at you and then return to God. And then with the financial blessing, my son, my daughter is really playing in the world. If you really keep believing God, they will come back. So it's not good that they don't really return with anything in their hand. So they're actually preparing so that they can actually bring all the finances back. If you don't believe in like that, and there's no hope. But it's written in the scripture. It's not like the sun is just coming back just as it is. Then it will bring the camel. Look at that. Then, because Sandy can say amen, then he will come back. So they're just not coming back just like that. They will bring everything and come back. For what? So that God's work will be done. So don't worry. You are the obedient servant. When you get shaken, you really have to grab hold of the covenant of Christ who was really obedient with God. So till the presider comes, let's pray. Let's grab hold on to that covenant of first and second service. Just give thanks to Jesus Christ, who really was the obedient servant. Let us really be able to grab hold on the covenant of the rise and shine. Let us really have the hope that all these people will come back. Let us pray together.